Blog Talk Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good afternoon, evening, morning, whatever you listen to this, unless you're listening to it live, which right now is still daylight where I'm calling from, so it's afternoon. And pretty cold, so let me put my Snuggie on first, because it's close to freezing in this town we call Philadelphia. The Pope is blessed. And called it a holy city. But, you know, I've been gone for a couple weeks because I was on assignment. But now we have a lot to divulge into, a lot to dig into. We got two whole weeks of stuff to catch up with. We got the Comic-Con news. We got to do 2 weeks of TV talk. And then we still got to get to this week's news. So, this is the What Are You Reading comic book show, and I'm joined by Jordan Cobb.
Hello.
Hello. Freaking team just scored a touchdown, bastards.
What team?
Not my team. Come on tonight. But,
yeah, okay. But I'm getting an echo off of you.
What? How bad?
It's wait. No, I'm not hearing it anymore.
Okay. It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone. I just said it. It's gone.
I'm sexy again?
You're okay.
You know my voice is sexy, but anyway.
Not really.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. We got a lot to get into, so quickly. What's been up with you in the last 2 weeks?
I've been reading comics and preparing to go off on my own couple of weeks since I'm going on vacation.
We'll see about that.
You're not my boss.
I am the boss. I am your boss. I run this show. I own this show.
Sort of my boss, but I'm already booked. So.
Okay, just remember, me and you gonna have a discussion at the end of the show. Okay. So be prepared. Okay.
About what?
You know it. Just. Don't be shocked when we have this discussion at the end of the show. I'm not talking about after the show. I'm talking about the end of the show.
All right, at the end of the show where we discuss that I'm honestly going on a fucking vacation, I haven't had in 2 years.
We'll talk. Don't worry.
All right, fine.
So then I guess we don't care how you like.
I hate when you sneak things up on me. I hate that.
So I guess we don't care what's happened with you in the last 2 weeks, since everything's about the next 2 weeks, so.
Well, I've just been doing my usual shit. I've been reading comic books, watching TV, writing scripts, and also getting ready for this trip. So that's really all I've been doing. Nothing really special.
Okay. Excuse me. So let's peek in the chat room and see if anybody's here.
Nobody.
Ted Turner, WCW, nobody. Some guy named Jordan Cobbs in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, that handsome fellow?
And Lee's out there probably listening somewhere in the ether sphere. He's probably listening on Stitcher. But tell these people how they can join us and listen to us and be a part of the show.
Well, as you're listening to us right now, we are live on the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. And so you can join us. That's what's great here. You can join us and talk to us by yourself. So I'm going to get right the fuck through this week. I had a lot to do. Call us on a telephone number. 215-253-4516. I'm going to do that a little bit slower. 215-253-4516. Join us on Skype. Call and or just add the contact SilverSurfer_forever, all lowercase, to help your search. Or type out your thoughts with me and the rest of the people at the Listen Live chat room at www.rantianradio.com/chatlisten-live. It is also at www.rantianradio.com/chatlisten-live that you can listen to us live on the air and all the other shows when they have been live. And on repeat, we will be running replays of all the shows throughout the rest of the week. But if you can't listen to us that way, that's fine. You got to listen on your own. Got to listen on the go. That's cool. I'm here to tell you how you can do that. Stitcher Internet Radio. We are on Stitcher Internet Radio. You can also find us on Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, excuse me, and, of course, the almighty iTunes. Go to iTunes today and search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcast section. And while you're there, subscribe to us. And also while you're there, why not rate us 5 stars and leave a review on all the shows. Or any show you want. Well, I just want something gets reviewed. It's all good. And it helps us.
You excited about tomorrow, Jordan?
What's tomorrow, exactly?
Well, tickets go on sale for Star Wars Force Awakens.
Ah, I did not know about that.
And during the Monday Night Football game, the new trailer will play at halftime.
Oh, too bad you're going to be making me watch Gotham.
No, not at halftime. Gotham will be over at halftime.
Yeah, I got shit to watch after Gotham.
Like what?
Well, first off, allow me to also say Packers are already playing, so whatever.
Okay.
What is the Monday night game tomorrow?
Beagles and the Giants.
Beagle.
The Beagles, yes.
Where are the Beagles from again?
Philadelphia.
You just said, that's the Eagles. You said Beagles.
I said the Beagles, right. I know what I said. When they suck, they're the Beagles.
I see what you did there. I liked it. Anyway, you know, I got other shows to watch. I got more writing to do. You know, I'm writing. I'm writing a submission to Millar World, so.
The Beagles, when they suck, they're the Beagles, okay? They've always been the Beagles when they suck, so.
Hey, Phil, chat room, Billy. All right, let's just get right to it. We got so much shit to do. Let's just pull the record.
Comic-Con 2015.
From New York City.
Yes, I attended like I do every year, the granddaddy of them all. Who needs San Diego when you got New York? I ain't going to lie. I will go to San Diego in a second.
Although them San Diego beaches would be nice.
And so, you know, it was kind of close. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it this year because I've been having some aches and pains. And it kind of filled up on the pain medicine and made the trek to New York.
What's your preferred painkiller?
Huh?
Vicodin? What's your preferred painkiller?
No,
Vicodin,
well, see, I was taking Motrin. I'm not supposed to take Motrin.
Okay.
Because not good for the kidneys. So anyway, you know, we'll probably pay a price. But anyway, so got up there the first day, you know, got in. Things were a little different the way they were running things from last year. But, you know, it wasn't hard to figure out. Got my book, because, you know, you need your guidebook. And this year in the press room, they was nice enough to offer us, coffee and pastries. And the reason why they offered us coffee, because they had the Star Wars creamers. You know, they were sponsoring it.
Star Wars coffee creamers.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I had, you know, I'm not a really a big coffee drinker, but...
No,
know.
I can't stand coffee. If I need something to perk me up in the morning, a good old cup of tea, that's what's going to do it.
But, you know, I poured in some R2-D2, which was the vanilla, the French vanilla. You know.
Oh, okay, I'll try that.
It was good. I have to admit, that combined with the 20 packs of sugar I put in each cup, made it.
Jesus!
No, you know, I didn't put that much sugar in there, but.
I was about to say, do you personally love diabetes that
that's
much?
That's one of the reasons why I steer clear of coffee, because I know I got to put too much sugar in it in order to swallow it.
Well, what I do with my cups of tea, just put a couple, just like two packets of sweet and low, and I'm good.
Yeah, see, two packs of anything ain't going to do me no good, and coffee or tea. But that's just me. So, I messed up. I missed the first panel I wanted to go to, which was the Dragon Ball Z. I didn't get there in time, and the room filled up, so I had a lot of time to kill before I did make it to the first panel, which was a Marvel panel. And the problem with the Marvel print panel, not that it's a problem... I'm not saying it's a problem like that. Comic-Con, by the time they get to the Comic-Con in October, whatever plans they have started, which we are in now, which is the all-new, all-different phase,
yes,
the new book.
Just started.
Right. So basically, they was just showing us covers to issue 4 of all these books coming out in a couple of months.
Anything intrigue you?
Well, nothing intriguing, but, you know, they did show the Avengers cover, which has Thor and Sam Wilson Falcon kissing. Now, whether that's going to lead to an ongoing romance, or it's just something that just happened. Huh?
Or just like a cocktail, like, hey, ooh, look what's happening here. And then,
well,
there's something like
you know,
that.
Since Thor... Is the regular Thor is you
a
know
lady.
Ladies man, you know he's been known to kiss people. So,
well, that's true.
The female Thor may just kiss Sam Wilson just to, you know,
well,
just to,
yeah,
you know.
No, well, hey, Mark Waid's writing it, so it's like I'm gonna read it regardless because it's Mark Waid, and I feel like more often than not.
Yeah,
gonna,
we gotta talk about some of these Avenger books later on. Anyway,
I have not read any of the current Avengers books at all. They're all different Marvel, by the way.
Now, part of the problems I had this year was too many panels I wanted to cover were overlapping each other. So I had to skip panels I wanted to go to, and then... Also, when there wasn't a panel for me to go to, I just had long periods of time with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Just watching people walk up and down and you know, in a huff. So,
trying to get the one place over and the next.
Then the next day was a lot better. I met up with Phil, you know, celebrity, Phil Rayer, you know. He was kind enough to give me a make-a-wish dream of hanging out with him for a little bit. And then, you know, we hung out. We went to a Star Wars panel. It wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was going to show us, talk about the movie, but it was just, oh, we're Star Wars fans. You want to talk to people? And we cut out with the Q&A. I walked the floor with him. He did his search to make certain purchases. And then it got time for me to go to a panel, so I booked. You know, we gave
did
each other the man hug and.
Did Phil a dude?
He said, "Yeah, I did run into him again later, but went to a couple more Marvel panels. You know, they got a lot. They have a lot planned with the different Spider-Man titles. They're doing a They're doing a Spider-Woman crossover.
I read that.
Yeah, there's going to be Spider-Woman, Spider-Gwen, and...
Well, it does... that's such a stupid name for a book, but I know they got to market it.
So. What, Spider-Gwen?
Yeah. It's a good book.
Well, they can't call her Spider-Woman, too. There's already,
I know that. I just admitted that I know they need to market it a certain way. Oh. And so that's why Spider-Gwen makes the most sense. It's like, whatever.
I mean, she's a Spider-Woman.
Well, yeah, she is Spider-Woman of Earth 65.
Mm-hmm. And I ended up staying with the Marvel animated panel. And, they showed an episode of Guardians of the Galaxy. And they talked about their plans for the Avengers. Of course, they're going to be still fighting Ultron. Which they just got finished fighting Ultron not too long ago.
Hey, Ultron play. Yeah, round two. Let's go.
Now, I know you haven't kept up with the Avengers cartoon. But, of course,
not really.
Yeah, in the cartoon version, Tony Stark created Ultron, not the way he did in the movie, but a totally different way by accident.
Okay.
Right now, the Avengers is dealing with Thanos again in the Blackwater. I made it into the Marvel television panel for S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter. And, they did the same sticker they did last year with Jeb Loeb coming out. And then Clark Gregg coming out, and they stand at the podium together like, they've been buddies for a long time. And they joked about they're going to show us a clip, and it's a 43-minute clip, and they show the S.H.I.E.L.D. episode, and they show a little video for Agent Carter, to tell about the characters that are coming back and the new characters and so on and so forth. Saturday, got the most done. Went to the Witch Hunter panel, and Vin Diesel didn't have a gut. I know that made you, I know you was worried about that, Jordan.
Yeah.
But no gut. I mean, he didn't look rock hard, but he didn't have the
I'm so upset.
He didn't have the old man gut either. He waxed on about how he's a big Dungeons and Dragons nerd, and he's imagined himself with flaming swords and
to be fair, who hasn't?
Rom, did you know they coming out with they re-releasing the Rom?
Yeah, I read that.
No, I'm talking to Phil. He using the Rom picture.
Oh, as his icon.
But yeah, IEW is releasing the Marvel Rhymes and the new Rhyme. And they're bringing back the Micronauts. Now, the last thing they brought back tonight.
I've never read either of those.
The last time they brought back the Micronauts, I wasn't too thrilled with it, to be honest. But the original Micronauts, that's what got me like a hardcore comic reader, was that original Micronauts run.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway. Also went to the Netflix panel, which of course they brought out the cast for Daredevil season 2.
You lucky bastard! I hate you.
And then they brought the cast for AKA Jessica Jones, and they showed
Jessica Jones.
Huh?
It's just Jessica Jones.
Is not they dropped the AKA?
Yeah, they did this long ago.
I'm confused. Anyway, the show is the first episode, which it really got good as the episode went along, And so Jordan, what was your password again for Netflix?
It's you ain't getting a goddamn thing.
Anybody want to donate their Netflix password to me so I can watch Jessica Jones next month, okay? Just contact me on Facebook, and, I will appreciate that. Because, obviously, Jordan don't want me to do my job and watch free Netflix. But that's cool.
Hey, I'm sorry. Too many people. I've already shared my Netflix password with enough people.
Yeah, but see, this is for work. But you don't seem to understand it. So, you know what?
Dude, if there are too many people on Netflix at the same time, I can't access Netflix.
What?
And if I can't access Netflix, I'm not happy.
Me and you going to have a serious talk at the end of the show.
It's coming.
But anyway, and they did some things in that first episode that you didn't think. Jessica Jones, you might not want to have the kids in the room. When you're watching that, people.
Well, you shouldn't.
You know, the language was pretty harsh. The, sex in it.
Yeah, and also just the content of the original comic, it's adapting as well.
And Kristen Ritter, I wasn't sure if she was the right person for the role, but I can roll with it.
Cool. So I'm glad to hear that, because I honestly am getting more and more excited for Jessica Jones, because I reread all of Alias, the 25-page comic book. The 28-issue comic book that
mm-hmm.
Brian Michael Bendis made that created Jessica
mm-hmm.
Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I read them all. Got me the big omnibus. Great purchase. And it's fascinating. It's just absolutely goddamn fascinating in so many ways.
Yeah.
Because of the great character study, and from what I've seen and from what I've heard, not just from you, but also a couple other people I knew that were at the con that somehow got to that panel. By the way, I hate you all, you bastards.
Rick Dare's in a room from Talk Brunch. Hope to be talking to him soon.
And I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm loving what I'm hearing. I think Ritter's a good choice for the role. But yeah, look, do not let your kids fucking watch this. This is me going off of the original comic.
Now you don't see a lot of David Tennant, but
he's creeping around.
They give you that feeling that he's fucked up. He's an evil bastard.
Well, he's playing the Purple Man, so
right.
He should be a fucked up evil bastard.
And, she's definitely a complex character, And they, of course, this is one episode, so they didn't get into the backstory or as far as the powers or anything like that. I guess that'll come as the season unfolds. You'll find out more about that. And you do meet Luke Cage that first episode.
How's Mike Coulter?
He doesn't do much, so it's not like you see him pick up a car or anything like that. He a lot of talking, and then
I don't get to hear him say "Sweet Christmas."
No, and then he does his Mandingo thing when he has to, Yeah, I know you don't know what the Mandingo thing is.
I'm very well aware of it. I'm just surprised you used it in terms of Luke Cage.
I'm just saying, this is a family show. I'm not going to get into that.
yeah, because we use such great fucking claim language.
Alright, Stanley Kubrick's in there. What link is he...
I do. It's
Rom.
Stanley, so it's probably going
to
be...
No, he has just links to some Rom pictures.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right.
Now, it is funny that, IDW, they got the rights to Rom, which is a Space Knight, and then Marvel's doing Venom as a Space Knight.
Yeah.
Because everything around the Rom comic book in the comic was created by Marvel. Except for the actual Rom character. Like the planet he's from and the enemies he fight off and all that stuff. All that was, thought up by Marvel when they got the rights. So that's why you still get Dire Race and stuff like that, And I wish Marvel was redoing Rom because...
Who would you put on a Rom the Space Knight book at Marvel?
There's plenty of good writers. I mean, it's just a question in how serious you're going to take it. I mean,
of their approach.
DNA with is it DNA, right?
Dan Abnett.
Yeah, I don't see their names together a lot lately, but I think the two of them would do
well. They decided to kind of split up in an amicable way to be like, we want to explore. Like, it was like, look, we're great together, but we want to go and explore our endeavors aside from ourselves. And by the way, Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning. I brain farted on that name.
The two of them together could probably write a great
They're brilliant writers. I love them. They're absolutely fantastic writers.
Of course, we were fortunate enough to interview them, so.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, Andy. I know you're listening to this because you totally are. Why wouldn't you? Why don't you come on here? We'll welcome you. We can talk some Guardians of the Galaxy, a little bit of Nova.
I still got the Skype contact. We could call him. No, I ain't gonna call him now.
I mean, we can even talk. You know, some of those Planet of the Apes comics you guys have done over at Dark Horse and Legion of Superheroes. Come on, just come on. We'll have fun.
So where were we?
Jessica Jones.
So I'm pumped, and then of course, they did show the sneak trailer for Daredevil 2, and people lost it. What's Trinity's real name?
In the Jessica Carrie Ann Moss.
Yes, she's a lot better looking in person. Because
she is still rocking it at age 48.
I thought she was unattractive, but when she did the Matrix, I didn't think she was hot. I just thought she was cool, you know.
I've always found her attractive, and she's one of those women where she just looks even better the older she gets.
She looks a lot better.
She is just fucking rocking it, and by the way. You can totally get it. Me and my girlfriend have an arrangement. I'm just saying.
So,
Oh, and by the way, it was also at that panel they finally revealed who she's playing. She is playing Jerry Hogarth, who, if you're at all familiar with Iron Fist, Hogarth is usually a man, but is the attorney to Wendell Rand, a.k.a. The father of Danny Rand, a.k.a. Iron Fist.
So we will be binge watching that when that comes out next month, and we'll talk about it and we'll take your calls on it and stuff.
We're gonna go all out for this. I'm gonna dress myself in purple and dye my skin.
Okay, you're taking it a little too far now. Okay.
Well, I'm excited. I'm getting pumped.
Now, I didn't get a chance to make it to Artist Alley to get the interviews I normally get because it was just too much on me to take that trek back to the end of the building, so I skipped it this year. Hopefully it won't cost me next year when I put in for a press pass because, you know, that's what I normally go for is to get those interviews off Artist Alley. You know, you go up to the creators and they'll talk to you, you know, and... You know, I usually get a good 15 to 20 people to talk to me. And Artist Alley, man. I ain't going to lie. I go on the wrong day for Artist Alley because Sunday is the worst day to go into Artist Alley for interviews. Because that's where everybody's back there getting their autographs and getting their, you know, sketches done and stuff. Of course, never go. If you got a 3-day or 4-day pass, never go on the show for Saturday. You just ask me.
Go Sunday. Almost everything is like.
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.